the forbidden door opens for a title challenger. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. The new episode this week has two special guests, Megan Myers and Christian Noir. Check it out right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
Tonight, AEW Dynamite celebrates its two-year anniversary with the new TNT champion, Sammy Guevara, defending the title for the first time against Bobby Fish. Plus, a casino ladder match with seven participants, Andrade El Idolo, Jon Moxley, Lance Archer, Matt Hardy, Orange Cassidy, Pac, and a surprise mystery entrant. The winner gets a shot at the AEW Championship. Speaking of the champ, Kenny Omega is set for an eight-man tag tonight. It's going to be Omega, Adam Cole, and the Young Bucks versus Bryan Danielson, Christian Cage, and Jurassic Express. Also tonight, Hikaru Shida versus Serena Deeb. Sky Blue got her first win in AEW on last night's Dark. She beat Maddie Rynkowski. Also on last night's show, Orange Cassidy beat The Factory's Nick Camarado, Serpentico beat Marco Stunt, The Varsity Blondes beat The Wingmen's Pretty Peter Avalon and Ryan Nemeth, Diamante beat Santana Garrett, and Eddie Kingston beat Anthony Henry.
WWE.
MSK are still the NXT Tag Team Champions. They survived a four-way elimination match in the main event of last night's show. Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen were the last ones eliminated. The Grizzled Young Veterans and Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams were also in the match. This was originally promoted as an eight-man tag featuring the same guys, but it was changed to a four-way for the titles earlier in the day on Tuesday. Also on last night's show, Cora Jade upset Frankie Monet, pinning her with a surprise roll-up. LA Knight pinned Odyssey Jones, thanks in part to an outside assist from Andre Chase. Pete Dunne pinned Cameron Grimes with the bitter end. Mandy Rose pinned Ember Moon with her running knee strike. Indy Hartwell returned from her honeymoon and got a win over Mei Ying. Joe Gacy beat Ikemen Jiro. And Tony D'Angelo's in-ring debut was a win over Malik Blade. Tommaso Ciampa will defend the NXT Championship against Braun Breaker on the special Halloween Havoc episode of NXT on October 26th. But before then, Ciampa will face Joe Gacy in a non-title match on next week's NXT. And if Gacy wins, he gets added to the title match at Halloween Havoc. Also announced for next week's NXT, Isaiah Swerve Scott defending the North American Championship against Santos Escobar. Scott and the rest of Hit Row were drafted to SmackDown last Friday. Live fans will be back for episodes of NXT UK, starting with the episode on October 14th. That's also when Ilya Dragunov will defend his UK Championship against A-Kid. The show will continue to be produced in the BT Sports studio. Strictly Business imploded on last night's NWA Power. First, the faction's founder Nick Aldis and Tim Storm beat Aldis' cohorts Tom Latimer and Chris Adonis. Aldis pinned Latimer. But after the match, Latimer, Adonis, and the NWA Women's Champion Camille turned on Aldis, punctuated by Latimer pile-driving Aldis onto a steel chair. Aldis was taken out of the arena on a stretcher.
Something happened to Nick Aldis after he lost the title. I don't know what, but he went soft. And he lost sight of exactly what Strictly Business is.
That's Chris Adonis on the Power Post show last night. Also on last night's episode, James Storm beat Judeus. Allison Kay talked her way into the scheduled match between Kylie Rae and Lady Frost, but she didn't factor into the decision. Kylie Rae submitted Frost to get the win. Jordan Clearwater will be the next challenger for Tyrus and the NWA television title. Tonight's MLW Fusion Alpha is the last stop before Thursday night's Fightland special on Vice TV. MLW heavyweight champion Jacob Batu will be in action against Matt Cross, also Willow Nightingale versus Ashley Vox, and Injustice versus 5150.
Impact Wrestling.
The second match in Impact Wrestling's Digital Media Championship Tournament premieres today on Impact Plus and Impact's Ultimate Insider YouTube channel. It's going to be Hernandez versus Crazy Steve. Brandi Loren is the final entrant announced for the one-night tournament, during Impact Wrestling's Knockouts Knockdown special that's airing on Saturday.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's G1 Climax tournament resumes on Thursday with matches from the A block: Tomohiro Ishii versus Great Okan, Shingo Takagi versus Tori Yano, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Yujiro Takahashi, and Kota Ibushi versus Tonga Loa. Kenta has a non-tournament match against Hiromu Takahashi. Again, that's all coming up on Thursday. And that's Just Pro Wrestling news for Wednesday, October 6th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.